Hey bitches, welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and guys, I am pretty sure that I fixed the echo issue. Now, not too much of a round of applause for me, you know, a little pat on the back. I needed to wear headphones. Now, I have never had to wear my headphones or anything of that sort when recording previously, but since my microphone is now plugged into my laptop versus my phone, I don't know. It's like picking up every little echoey sound. So if you have sat through the last, like, what, 5 or so episodes, you are braver than the Marines, because that was something. So thank you so much for hanging in there with me, because I was not happy with the audio in the last few episodes since like the 4th of July. So problem is solved, and we're working on getting video ready. So definitely keep an eye out for that. I will say I am excited to listen to this audio back, because with these headphones on, I feel like I sound so nasally, and I'm like, oh goodness, like I sound like a cold is coming on. There's not a cold coming on, thankfully. But anyways, let's set the record straight. As always, hot bitches respectfully listen to It's Nap Time, and that's on period. Thank you so much for tuning in. Some other, I guess, like housekeeping rules. You are a bad bitch. You are wanted. You're needed. You are here for a reason. You have a purpose, whether if it's just putting a smile on people's faces or if it's, you know, ending world hunger. Whatever it is, however big, however small, you have a purpose. And I don't even want to say however big or small, because a purpose is a purpose, and that's that, okay? We're going to start today's episode off with my random thoughts of the week, okay? So first things first, this came to me in, I would say, not like a dream because I was awake, but my best, most groundbreaking thoughts, as I'm sure happens to a lot of us, is right before I'm falling asleep. You know, the wheel is turning. Jesus, take the wheel, please, because that bitch is spinning. She's on hyperdrive. And my thoughts are going, my anxiety, everything is running amok. And, you know, it gets a little crazy up there. But I tend to have really great ideas. So when I was younger, I used to keep a little notepad by my bed to, you know, write these out. But now that I have my phone, which is probably so bad, I just like pull it out when I'm like half asleep and write down my thoughts. Anyways, get to the point. So guys, obviously the podcast is called It's Nap Time, but in my bio on TikTok and Instagram, I have my big three are Dr. Pepper, reality TV, and yapping. And what rhymes with nap, guys? Yap. It's nap time. It's yap time. So it is yap time, guys. We're not changing the name, but, you know, we be yapping over here. Anyways, my phone 2-year warranty is up. I want to say it was up like 2 weeks ago-ish. And now my phone is, you know, going down the gutter. What's up with that? I was telling Anthony and he's like, oh no, Apple like got in trouble for that and that doesn't happen anymore. Bullshit. Because my ish, I'm not getting all of the texts and group messages, and that cannot be happening. Or I will see a text come through from someone, and then I click on it, and the message is magically gone. When I was in Ohio for my nephew's birthday, literally almost 2 months ago now, which that's crazy how time just flies by. I really meant to go to Ohio in July, but I'll be there soon. Anyways, when I came back from Ohio, I had like 20 texts that randomly just popped up when I landed in New Jersey. Not because I was in the air and flying. No, from like days prior. So that's lovely. And my Roman Empire, guys, is how, you know, the show The Vampire Diaries, my comfort show, just how many careers were started from that show. Same with Teen Wolf too, but so many people, now I don't want to say like their entire career was started from Vampire Diaries, but so many people that are now big and have made it are in Vampire Diaries. Like the mom from Teen Wolf is in Vampire Diaries. Joe from You is in Vampire Diaries. Literally so many people that, of course, now that I'm saying this, can't even rattle them off the top of my head. But those are my random thoughts of the week. And besties, today's episode is actually a listener submission, which, you know, we love those episodes. I haven't had those in a while because we have been rocking and rolling with our bonus episodes. But today's episode is all about being a girl's girl. How to be a girl's girl, how to spot a girl's girl, stories of non-girls girls, everything of that sort. Literally, I just posted a submission box and people just, you know, went wild with it. Okay, wait, now I'm looking at Riverside right now where I'm recording and it says that I did not select echo cancellation. So I really hope I didn't just speak out of my ass right there saying that this is not echoey because I did a test recording earlier and it was not echoey. Anyways, if it is, it'll be fixed for next episode. So let's just dive into these submissions, guys. We had 18 submissions in the last 2 days, which is so awesome because I kind of give you guys zero time to get this together. Number one, signs of a girl's girl, how to be a girl's girl, everything of that sort. The ability to listen and empathize without making something about yourself. Now that is so true. And I truly think that that comes with maturity and aging. Like, I definitely was not born with that trait of not making something about myself. And that can come from a place of trying to relate to someone, or it can come from a place of trying to just make it all about you. Number two, the ability to listen and empathize. Oh, wait, I literally just read that. I did not even skip over. Number two, this is a longer submission, which we love. Signs of a girl's girl and how to be a girl's girl. As a masked lesbian, I always find it easier for girls to be girls, girls with me. But what's interesting is those same women I see sort of turn simple things like makeup, hair, outfits into a competition in a slick, joking slash hating way, like, oh, but I wore it better, etc. I say that to say I feel like part of really being a girl's girl is making sure you are one across the board. Wow, I love that. If it's a woman you don't personally deem attractive to society standards, it's still treating them the same way you'd treat someone you feel influenced by on social media or your favorite celebrity. Like, I feel like girls' girlism right now goes as far as someone is able to process the woman in front of them versus actually being a girl's girl, if that makes sense. And being as though I'm a lot more masculine appearing, I don't have those problems with feminine women, so it's something I'm always able to observe. Or I've heard like someone has an attitude problem, but they're always so normal around men or studs or anything masculine, like that's just my take. I absolutely love that take because honestly, I feel like if a man wrote that in, like if I were to go ask my boyfriend his take on girls' girls and like his observational view, I feel like he would have almost taken a turn of being like, oh, well, all girls are so catty towards each other. But I love that you have such a different perspective because, as you say, you are more of a masculine presenting female. Then you can see how girls will, you know, act like a girl's girl towards you, but you can see on the flip side how they act towards more quote unquote feminine appearing girls, like with their makeup and hair and having an attitude. And then you can also see how they act towards men. So that is just so interesting. Thank you so much for that point of view because it just does go to show how, no matter how much we feel like women empowerment and feminism and all of these things are progressing for good, there are always going to be, you know, the people out there that kind of just take advantage of these movements that are going on and that are meant to be positive, and they turn it into something so negative and as a way to tear other people down. So I absolutely love that. Third submission, speaking up on behalf of other women when opportunities arise. If there's an opportunity for my girls to succeed at any given task, I'm going to say their name. I absolutely love this. And if I'm wrong, I just feel like, and I could totally be wrong on who wrote this in, but if this is who I think wrote this in, I'm just going to say it. If this is my friend Jen that wrote this in, Jennifer, if it's not, this is exactly the type of woman that she is. So Jen, if you're listening right now, I literally love you. And if this is not you, this is the woman that you are, and you are always out there advocating for your friends and just willing to support and be there and offer guidance in any single way that you can. And if any of you have a friend like that in your life, hold them a little bit closer because that is a rarity in this lifetime. I'm being so serious because even if someone doesn't mean to come across as competitive or wanting to like I don't know, knock you down a few notches at work. Literally in any setting. Could be in a friendship setting. You could like the same guy. You could be up for the same opportunity at work. I have been in so many situations where I thought I was best fucking friends with a coworker. And when it came down to it, she was, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, literally in love with our boss. So I used to be best friends with these girls at my old company. And at the end of the day, they just, you know, they were dick riders of my boss. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And if you're listening, like, baby girl, you know it's true. I, you know, I'm a straight shooter here. But anyways, yeah, speaking up for other women and saying their name in a room when they're not even in there to say that they would be the perfect candidate for something, that is the literal sign of a girl's girl through and through. Fourth submission. To be honest, I hate girls that are not girls' girls, period. Tip. When you're approaching a couple, always look at and speak to the girl first out of respect for the couple. Oh my gosh, I literally have so much to say about this, but I'm going to hold it till the end. I'm going to say that again. When you're approaching a couple, always look at and speak to the girl first out of respect for the couple. A lot of my waitresses will do this because my boyfriend is very hot and they're obviously girls' girl baddies. However, I get some that will immediately wide-eye my boyfriend on a date and speak only to him. It's so fucking annoying. Another sign. You comment and interact with your friends and other creators' posts. Non-girls' girls will just ghost watch. You effing weirdos. Girls' girl to the day I die with a pink heart emoji. Whoever this is, you and I are the same bitch, and I mean that in the best way possible because my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 6 years, and the amount of times that we have been at a restaurant going to get coffee, literally anywhere, and the waitress will address only my boyfriend. And this happened a lot in college, and at first I was like, oh, is it because like he's the one paying? But like, how are they going to know that if the date, if we're not even like asking for that check yet, you know what I mean? And it literally got to a point where I would like speak up and say something because it's like, bitch, what do you think that you're doing? You're on the clock right now. You're not here to get with my man. Like, anyways, I absolutely love that. And that is so true that girls, girls will interact with your posts and non-girls, girls will just watch you, which I have so many people like that in my life. And it's so sad. Obviously, if you're not like an aspiring content creator, you're not going to understand it in the way that like aspiring content creators do see it. But I see so many of my friends, family, whatever, that, you know, I can see that they view my stuff, fun fact, and they don't like it. But they'll go in like Kim Kardashian's thing or some girl who I know doesn't even like them. So it's just like, it's giving weird. Number five, and this was actually one of my submissions because I wrote it in so I just wouldn't forget it. So this is from me. So I'll be real. I wasn't as much of a girl's girl when I was younger due to insecurities and felt I got along more with the guys, which it's a fact that that's how I felt. Obviously, I take responsibility for my actions, but truly, there is so much competition that is placed on females at such a young age by our peers, especially our male peers, other adults, even like female adults, teachers, coaches, etc. And it's honestly so sad that we aren't taught to embrace the sisterhood from the jump, but it's something that we have to learn along the way, and not everyone learns it. People know truly how powerful women can be when we band together, and I think some people are intimidated by that and jealous of it almost. So I am so happy that like now I am a girl's girl and I can see the world properly. But I would be lying if I said that a lot of my, you know, experience growing up, whether if it was guy friends or whatever, would like pin me against my other female friends literally for their enjoyment. And it's sickening. But, you know, joke's on you because you think you the shit, bitch. You're not even the fart, as that song goes. This was another one from me. So signs of a girl's girl. There's no competition in your friendship. No passive aggressiveness. They cheer you on even if they have no idea what you're doing, or even if they're doing the same thing as you, they cheer you on. We're more powerful together than we are apart. Number seven, this was not from me. A girl's girl forgives, in all caps, especially long-term friendships, and understands our frontal lobes are quite literally not developed until 25, and any wrongdoings prior to that get forgiven, in my humble opinion. I absolutely love that because I have reconnected with so many friends that I was literally best friends with in high school and college. And, you know, shit just happened because that's what happens when you're growing up and trying to figure out who you are. And it is so healing when you are able to fix those friendships and realize that we are all human. And if you are able to, at the end of the day, look back at shit that you did and admit to your wrongs, like, that is so powerful. And forgiveness is literally goes a long way. You can forgive without forgetting, just to, like, you know, keep that in the back of your mind that someone could do that again. But holding it against them is just, it's hard for them, but it's almost harder for you because you're not allowing yourself to have something that could be so amazing again, you know? And obviously, if they fuck up again, you know, screw them. But submission number 8, be a kind and respectful person to other women. Compliment other women sincerely. They don't judge or tear down women for their differences. I absolutely love that. And that is a clear sign on being a girl's girl and, you know, really good tips on how to be a girl's girl. Number 9, being kind and welcoming to others, period queen. Number 10, celebrating other girls' wins. Absolutely love that. Number 11, being a girl's girl is just being honest and supportive to other women and just being real and having boundaries. In all caps, and most of all, complimenting other women. That is so true because we live in such a harsh world, whether if we want to admit it or not. And if we can, you know, just try to shed a little bit more light every single day, whether if you're just holding the door for someone, complimenting someone's makeup. I love complimenting other girls' nails. Like, if I'm getting a coffee or being rung up somewhere and I see, like, they got it going on with their nails, I'm going to compliment them. Even if it's really just a light pink color, I'm going to compliment them. Oh, this is another submission from me, guys. Number 12, which I absolutely love this. Obviously, I wrote it, so I love it, but I couldn't let this, you know, leave from my mind. Channel your feminine rage and use that to make your bond with other females stronger. Being a girl's girl doesn't just mean being a pushover in a doormat. There are plenty of mean, bitchy girls out there, true. And you can be a girl's girl with also having boundaries and knowing who is and isn't for you. And obviously, you know, I'm going to say I love that because I wrote it, but it is so true that having boundaries does not mean that you're mean. Being able to tell people, hey, I can't do this, or hey, I can't show up for this, or hey, I need some time for myself, that is prioritizing yourself. And honestly, I talked about this a lot in the last episode, but it is so important to be able to be your own advocate and be your best friend so that you can be the best version of yourself to be the best friend for your friends. 13, this is actually according to HuffPost. So number 1, you're always a bit or deeply mistrusting of women who refer to themselves as guys' girls, period. Number 2, encountering a toilet seat left up is unsettling every single time. Number 3, you dress for women, really for men. Let's quote Taylor Swift right now. I don't dress for women. I don't dress for men. Lately, I've been dressing for revenge. Number 4, brunch is your preferred method of catching up. Number 5, the song Drunken Love is a dance song, not a sex song. Number 6, when someone in your life doesn't understand a now and then reference, your relationship shifts fundamentally. Honestly, I don't really know what that means, but period. Number 7, when you hear an alarm, an iPhone alarm, it's usually someone's birth control notification. Okay, that is so true. Number 8, you are almost always wearing at least one piece of clothing or jewelry of which you are not the original owner of. I love that. And number 9, if you need a tampon, it will magically appear. That is so true because the girlies always got you, and that's that. Number 14, how to spot a non-girls girl. A non-girls girl will make a backhanded compliment or comment, try to downplay your success, and will switch the topic to themselves. And the train is going by, so give me a second. But that is so true that, you know, non-girls girls, they make the backhanded comments and compliments and the passive aggressiveness. It is not for me. Response number 15, if they like to gossip about celebrities, if they are constantly putting down Taylor, Ari, etc., you better believe they're putting down people they actually know too. Girls, girls don't gossip about each other. I can see both sides to this because it is fun to, like, chit-chat with your girls and, like, talk about who you do and don't like, but, like, I can also see the sentiment that, you know, it's like if you're with your best friend and they're talking shit about another girl that is equally as close or almost equally as close to you, they probably are doing it about you. So I definitely get that sentiment. Number 16, and I love this. She's not a girl's girl when she doesn't smile back to others in public, period. period. Living in New Jersey, my little feelings get hurt so often when I smile at girls and they do not smile back. And, you know, maybe the RBF is going hard, but girly. That's why I love festivals, because everyone is just smiling. Number 17, not a girl's girl. A girl who puts her friend down in front of guys to make themselves look better. Yes. 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 That is so true. And that's another thing that I also think comes with aging and maturity and growing up, because like I said before, I feel like a lot of the issues in female friendships can be stemmed or, you know, fueled a little bit by men and men kind of pitting other women against each other, even at a young age, even if they're not meaning to. But that is a big, fat, hard truth. So, and the last submission, and with this emoji, I feel like I know who, submitted this, because they always use this emoji. Number 18, signs of a girl's girl, how to be a girl's girl, and how to spot a non-girl's girl. Girls copying your every move. And that's on period. And, you know, they're your fan. And I fully agree with that, too. One thing that I really struggled with when I was growing up was people copying me, even if it was someone as simple as, like, my cousin. And my parents would be like, oh, it's the, you know, highest form or most sincerest form of flattery. But at a young age, I did not fuck with it. But, yeah, I definitely, it is still something I'm trying to you know, come to terms with, that there's both sides of it, that copying every move you do is like, girl, what, be original. But also it could mean that they do, you know, admire you a bit, even if they're not going to admit it. But I, you know, it's still something that I try to come to terms with. So those were our 18 submissions. I had like, what, four of them, but thank you guys so much for always just showing up and showing out for these listener submission episodes. Next time we chit chat will be the 1 year of It's Nap Time, and I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much for literally just being the best. I could not have asked for a better almost 1 year doing this podcast. So thank you guys for just showing up and, you know, being the fucking best. I love you guys so, so much. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. And if you haven't already, definitely leave us a rating and review, 5 stars only, please. It does help out so much. And follow the podcast on Instagram at It's Nap Time Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palak, and my TikTok is Natalie X Palak as well, which we are at 5,000 over there, guys. So exciting. The most I've ever had on TikTok. And, you know, I love finding the girls on the internet, because, you know, it can be rough out here in these streets. So with that being said, I love you guys. If you're a nap time listener, you are a girl's girl. And if you're not, I just gave you some amazing tips to become one. I hope you guys, as I said already, enjoyed your nap time, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.